Except for November, because guys are not supposed to do that. That being said, you know, yesterday, Coach Chris Mondragon wanted to come have a little workout at my house. If you've ever had a little workout with Coach Mondragon, you just laughed a little bit. And so, by the time he was done with me, in the evening, when I was preparing a shave, I realized, Chris, my arms weren't working. I could just see myself holding the razor, you know, I could do it. No, I couldn't. But that is okay. I'm a little bit more bushy together. That kind of serves our lesson anyway, because right now something really, really cool is happening that some of y'all are praying for right at this very moment. Hey, I'm not ready yet. No, okay, cool, thanks. You see, some time ago, Luke Nelson came to several of us and said, I'm ready to start challenging my faith. And I said, well, are you going to do LTC speech? And he said, yeah, I'm going to try to do that. It's like, would you like a warm-up? So he's going to come up to the stage for a few minutes. But he's going to kind of, for the first time, actually. But I'm going to let him come up with one of his buddies, a couple of his buddies, one that gives him a little chaos, my son, but also one that gives him great comfort, which is also going to serve as a sermon illustration in a few minutes. For those of you who don't know, I got to do something on my bucket list here last Sunday. I love nature. Don't get scared, it's not a snake. I love nature. I love the animal kingdom, and over the last few weeks, over the last few years, especially over the last little bit with this guy, hey Jackson, go ahead and grab a seat, and if he wants to hug you in the chair, that's fine. We've noticed a lot of things. Dealing with Lou, my bucket list was the fact I've always wanted a lemur. And recently, a sheriff's deputy who had raised one for 7 years with his family, his son started developing health issues. And so they said, we need to let the lemur go. And so several of us went over, met the family, and decided to take this guy home. And he has been nothing but a wonderful, wonderful time. He's very gentle. There's a few things that we have learned through this little guy. No, you will. There's a reason we moved the floor to the ground. It's okay. It's okay, buddy. I'm right here. But there's a few things that we do want the opportunity to share. Now, Jackson is up here to help create a calm space. Remember that, Jackson. And Luke is going to be explaining to us a few of these things, in which case, ways that he has seen God through working with these animals. Now, Luke, you're pretty much a professional now. You've helped raise animals. You've helped train animals, including this one. You've had a lot of experiences here. I'm going to reread the passage that Will gave. Luke has two really, really dominant spiritual gifts. If you've ever been in Bible class with him, you know one, and that is the ability to translate Scripture. Even when we have our higher level Bible classes, when we can't get the Scripture down, that's when we finally say, Luke, it's your turn. And Luke has a wonderful ability to translate for us. He's also got a heart for animals. They love him naturally and instinctively. Hi, Luke. All right, so I'm going to read this, Luke. And Jackson, you just...
Can you help me untangle this, Jackson? Yeah. Just real quick.
All right, there you go. Yep. All right. Job chapter 12, verses 7 to 10. I'll read it, if you can explain it for us. Okay. If you want to bring that slide back up, that'd be great. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hands is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Can you tell us about that passage a little bit?
All right. So basically, this is one of the things I get from this, is he gives us the animals. It's an example. I think it's cool. It's how he shows him. It gives us a gateway to look through, because there's a lot of ways to Jesus, but Jesus is the only way to God. And I think this is one of the ways he gets to us, by the beauty of the animals. The way, to me, it's like puzzle pieces to make the wild. the way they work, like their instincts, all that. They just fit together. And that just shows me that it's not an accident.
Okay, very, very good, very good. Like I said, you're basically a professional now. You've handled many exotics. You've dealt with a lot of different species, particularly Lou. You're not getting to our free food down there, buddy.
Yep.
I know Cheerios. I can see that look in your eye. But how have you seen God, and what lessons, what theological lessons do you believe that you have been taught through the animals that you have been working with?
All right, so one of the ways is, I talked a little bit about this in our youth class, but their personality, it's amazing. Even though there's so many species of animal, but they're as unique as us in each species, the way they grow, the way their personalities develop. We have a Kodo Mundi, which is basically a raccoon. And Jackson?
Shh.
Okay. All right. But we get this Kodo Mundi, and he is so excited. We got him on the way home from Ohio.
Mission trip in Ohio.
And he was on the bus, and he was everywhere. I mean, he was stealing people's phone. He was stealing people's stuff. But now that we've had him for a while, he's calmed down a lot. Like, when you get him out of the cage, you can just sit with him and pet him, and you could fall asleep together. And it's crazy how they can get from jumping everywhere straight down just being able to chill with them. And I think that's one of the ways. Oh, and if you haven't noticed, Lou here is wearing a diaper. And if you want to know how that happens, I have to put it on. He does not like when I put it on at all. He will run. I mean, I'm lucky we have the cage, or else I would never get that diaper on, ever. But since we have the cage, it's really uncomfortable for him. He really hates it. He'll try and run. He'll try and, like, look away. He'll try and, like, push me away with his hands. But once I get the diaper on and it's all over, he'll crawl right back up on my shoulder. And that gives me an insight to how Christ probably feels about us. He went through a lot of uncomfortable to get to us, and he gave us this opportunity to get on his shoulder. And the same goes for us to Christ. Right now, I'm a little nervous. You couldn't tell. Just in case.
You're doing great, by the way.
Yeah. But I decided, when I thought of this, I was like, all right, so this is going to be a little uncomfortable, but if I want to get to the shoulder of Christ, I got to go through this. And so that's one of the ways I've seen Jesus through this whole experience.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I want to talk about psychologically here in a second, the prescription of security animals. This is one of the things that you and I talked about. This is a big challenge for you getting up here, but when I told you you could bring Lulu up here, you got a lot more comfortable. Why is that?
All right, well, dealing with animals, there is stress involved, in case you didn't know. Mm-hmm. Dealing with if they can get out, dealing with their safety and yours for, like, if they escape. If they get in the wild from being housebred, they will most likely not live. And so that's really scary, sometimes putting on his collar, like, if this doesn't work, it could be done. And that helped me a lot because it's, like, a security thing. Like, dealing with that stress, it's, like, it makes me see how it's worth it. And so I try and deal with that stress for Christ going through outside things too.
Excellent, excellent. I remember when I was in high school, there was a mother who had lost a child, and she was one of the first people that I had encountered where a doctor prescribed an animal, and he had prescribed a monkey as a comfort animal, and this was 20-something years ago. I remember she would take that monkey wherever she went. Yes, Jackson?
This guy is mixed with a monkey.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I'm glad you're up here. But security animals are a thing nowadays because of some of the natural ability of certain animals. I know a lot of soldiers with PTSD get prescribed security animals. Lemurs are very popular in this trade. I also know that there is the rhino iguana is extremely good in this trade. Rhino iguanas are trainable to the points of dogs, in which case they detect seizures before you have a seizure. And I've seen videos of how to train them and seen them go through this process. It's really incredible stuff. I want to share a passage with you, which is going to kind of make a couple of our points. And in just a couple of minutes, Luke, Jackson, and Lou will be going. Yes, listen, Luke and Jackson and myself will be with Lou in the other end of the gym. After church, if anybody wants to come meet Lou, that will be totally fine. If you are 15 or younger, we ask that you do come with an adult.
He is perfectly tame and sweet, as you can tell, but at the same time, I still like to cover my bases even when I don't have to. John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. I want you to listen to this. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Lou is a very personable animal. He desires relationships, and the last week we've had a couple of interesting and slightly emotional opportunities to see this. First off, just like, let me take care of this one. Thank you, sir.
I have something to say.
I will in a minute. First off, as with a lot of animals, he could tell quickly that my girl, Finley, is autistic. He's different with her. And Luke and I have had these experiences. Some of my animals have had more eclectic personalities than others. I'll get you in a minute. Has more eclectic than others. You know, they'll pull pranks, they'll run around. When Finley goes into the pen, they stop. And they are gentle in spirit. When we were doing our training dealing with special needs, they talked about horses and the horse collaboration with special needs people, that for some reason horses pick up on it so well and are just such wonderful educational animals for those with special needs. By the way, thank you all for sticking around. I appreciate that. I'll get to you in a minute, okay? With Lou, he really desires a relationship with Finley. Finley doesn't want anything to do with him right now. She gets curious. The monkey. But she doesn't want it right now. In fact, the other day I was watching, Finley did not want the monkey. The monkey wanted Finley. And so she would climb up on one of her little seats, and Lulu would gently climb up with her. And she would go under the table, and he would go under the table. And she would go on top of the table, he would go on top of the table, and then it started going like this. Until finally, she just went outside, and Lulu stood at the door pining for her. I can't help but think about just how much we do that to Jesus, who really wants to be your friend. The things that sometimes we put Jesus through when he just wants a relationship with us. I can really comfortably say that last Sunday, the CR worship was the most powerful Sunday morning worship I have ever had. Those of you who saw me, I had to stand up and cheer for you guys who were saying these most powerful things. That is such a powerful concept, but that is a concept that is for all of us. Not right now. That is for all of us, that he wants that relationship of openness. Does he love being called the Savior? Absolutely, but he wants to be your Lord. He wants to be the Lord of your life. He wants to be with you, and he wants the ability to embrace you. Another thing, and I wish I had gotten this on film, but this one really got to some of us who witnessed it, is how much Lou wanted a relationship with Aubrey. Now, for those of you who don't know, I also have a dog. His name is Patches. Patches obviously does not know what a monkey is, and vice versa. They don't know what to do with each other. So whenever Lou would try to come to Mama, Patches would get in the way. Patches would bark. Patches would try to chase him off. Until finally, Patches was not around. He was upstairs. And Mama, Aubrey, went up to Lou, and Lou came over and not only gave her a hug, but continued to wrap his arms and to move his body so he could get so close. And then he started whimpering, and then he started crying as he embraced Aubrey. I've only thought of it from our standpoint. There's going to be a day where we're going to have tears of joy. We're going to cry when we get to embrace the Savior. But watching this, suddenly I realize, you know what? If it's true, we're made in the image of God. I kind of see Jesus doing that as well. He has worked so hard for a relationship to be in our lives, to help inspire our lives. But there's going to come a day for him where truly, face to face, he gets to embrace you. And I don't think it's going to be one of those comfortable side hug things either. I think it's going to be one of those where he wraps his arm around you and he cries because finally the relationship has been fulfilled because all things have been made new. And that is just one of the lessons that I have seen working through Lulu and working with Luke, with Lulu and Jackson. Now, you wanted to share one thing to the congregation, so now's your time.
Lulu has been very calm, very content with what she has been doing. So, like, Lulu, so when we got Lulu, Lulu wasn't, like, crying of fear or being sad and miss her family when we got her. She was actually kind of happy. I know she did miss her family, but I know that she was happy.
Very good.
Be with us.
And you are a big deal in helping out with that. Thank you so much, Jackson. All right, so you guys, please do not applaud because we're trying to keep it calm for him. That being said, if you want to come meet Lulu, I know some of the kids are really dying to. We'll be in the gym afterwards. Luke, thank you so much. Jackson, thank you so much. I'll see you guys in a few minutes. All right, if you want to wave bye-bye, kids, you feel free to wave bye. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate that. Many years ago, it's been about 20 years. 20 or more. I was 18. More. I got to meet a local celebrity in my small town. I believe his name is Ralph. I'm almost positive of that. I'm getting old. Youth ministers age in dog years. It's a thing. His name was Ralph. My cousin Jane was helping to take care of him, and I got to go in and see him. And it was a very emotional moment because I want you to understand this dog was a hero to our community. Yes, it's a dog. It was a stray dog, one that the neighborhood knew very well, a very friendly dog. People would feed it, give it water. It liked to go to the local play area where a lot of our kids, you know, the playground where a lot of the kids like to play. And it was very friendly and very sweet until one day it wasn't. The parents watched as its alarm setting was elevated very, very quickly. And evidently some of them were slightly alarmed that they had misread the dog. But that was not what was happening. And I want you to understand, this is Saline County, close to South Arkansas. This should not have happened. We don't know where the bear came from. But a large, large black bear found its way into our county and came out of the woods. For those of you who don't know, it is true, black bears do kill more people than grizzly bears. He was coming for the kids. And this dog, heavily outweighted, heavily intimidated, didn't care. All it cared was about is that these children that he loved were in danger. So this dog immediately and savagely protected these children. He chased the bear away. The fight evidently was extremely intense, but somehow the little dog, and it was not a large breed, it was a mutt somewhere in between of a poodle and a cocker spaniel. But it didn't care how big it was. There was one thing on its mind, protect these children. And so, he was gravely injured, but our community immediately raised money for its medical treatments. And I remember how honored I was when I got to meet the dog my cousin was taking care of. I want to go back to a verse that was earlier in this dialogue that Jesus is having with his disciples. Verse 13. Most of you have it by memory. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And then he goes on to talk about the fact, I didn't come just so you could call me master. I came so that you may call me friend. Christ desires that relationship with us. And just as this analogy goes, this parallelism goes, he too laid down his life for his friends to become your friends, to become closer to us, to save us. Because the day is going to come, much like Lulu, when Christ is going to get the opportunity, and wait, it gets better. That's a joke. All my teenagers know it. But we get this opportunity. Christ will get this opportunity one day where, quite frankly, this relationship that he's worked your entire life for, all those little things that he showed up for, all the ways that he gave you courage when you were so terrified, those sins that weighted us down, he liberated us. All the work we made him go through, that he wanted to go through, there is coming a day again where he's going to wrap his arms around us and he is going to cry because we are finally together and the relationship has been realized. I talked to my students a little bit about this before class. It's amazing just how simple some of these analogies are. Raise your hand if you have ever been, if you've ever had a pet relationship where you have loved a pet or a pet has loved you. Raise your hand if that qualifies. Raise your hand if it was a dog. Okay, that's pretty classic. Raise your hand if it was a cat. Okay, all right. Okay. Raise your hand if it was other. Okay, that's interesting as well. But guys, you understand some of these concepts of just how much that little puppy just wanted to be in your presence when you brought it home. Or how much that cat didn't care about you. But you still have to, it still loved you. But you understand these concepts of how, just like it says in Job and so many other speeches and so many other areas in the Bible, where nature and God's creation give credence to the existence of God. I'm going to leave you with this passage one more time. In a moment, for those of you who are visitors, we are about to have something called prayer circles. You'll notice a bunch of groups around the building. There's going to be a couple of groups up here. There's going to be a teen group. There's a male group, a female group, several mixed groups. If you have any needs or you have prayer requests, please do not hesitate to go to them. But Job chapter 12. I love the book of Job. So many times when we teach the book of Job, we read chapter 1 and chapter 2 and the last chapter, and that's it. We like the story, that initial story, and we like the ending. But we really struggle with those 30 chapters that are in between. Because Job never curses God, but he gets brutally honest many times. I've done this. I've tried to live righteously. Why are you letting these things happen to me? And a part of God's response to Job, which is a part of the response in the book of Job, which is the book that anybody going through emotional loss, they go to, is this: but ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Christ desires a relationship with you, and he's illustrated that through the Bible and through so much of his creation. Like I said, we're about to start the prayer groups in just a moment. If you are longing to embrace the Savior, if you need prayers of strength to let the Savior embrace you, or whatever your needs and concerns are, please come join our prayer groups while together we stand and we sing.
Kneel at the cross, Christ will meet.